Well, hi, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and welcome to Food Talk and OURadio.org, where celebrity chefs and food writers give us their very special cooking tips. And what's for dinner tonight? Well, I have a special quick and easy dinner that you can do in minutes. It will please your family. It won't break your calorie or your time bank. Well, Passover is one of my favorite holidays. It always brings back memories of my entire family celebrating together at my grandmother's. My cousins and I sat at the children's table near the grown-ups. I won't tell you what we did there. And we had a great time together. And I also loved, for me, Passover, the special macaroons and a matzah bride for breakfast. So it's fun to look for new ideas for Passover, and I'm here at the Biltmore Hotel in Coral Gables. I'm here with Jose Villarejo. He is the Assistant General Manager and Director of Catering, and he's planning a special Passover week here at the hotel in Coral Gables. Welcome, Jose.
Welcome, Linda. We're very excited to be doing our first Passover program here at the hotel, which will be glatt kosher, and we will be providing breakfast, lunch, and dinner, tea service, and snacks for a group of up to 400 family members staying with us here at the hotel.
How very exciting. Glatt kosher here at the Biltmore. Well, have you changed your kitchens? Do you have new kitchens? What happened?
Fortunately, we have such a large amount of space that we can take one of our buildings, our country club ballroom building, and take that kitchen and make it observant of the dietary regulations.
Fantastic. So it's all new and all ready for this glatt kosher. So what are you doing here at the Biltmore for a whole week?
Well, what's exciting is that we're going to be able to both prepare the traditional dishes with a new flair from how we do our culinary program here at the Biltmore. So it'll be an infusion of both the traditional that you would have for Passover and also what you would experience in our restaurants and at our events here at the Biltmore Hotel.
So very upscale Passover we're talking
very
about.
Upscale.
So give me an example of a traditional dish that you've made upscale that maybe we can do at home.
Well, it's brisket with a simple parsley sauce in it. It is a way of taking a traditional dish and yet giving it a different twist.
Well, we're going to ask our executive chef, who's also with us, how we make these dishes. And he is Rolando Cruz Torres, executive chef here at the Biltmore Hotel. Welcome, Rolando.
Hi. Thank you, Linda. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to be talking with you. One of the centerpieces, we'll get back to the brisket in a minute, but one of the centerpieces for the meal, let's start at the beginning of the meal, is chicken soup with matzo balls. Now, every year, it seems it's the battle of the matzo balls in some families. I mean, some families have cannonballs, they're really dense matzo balls, and others have light and fluffy, light as a cloud matzo balls. So what is your take here?
I think some people gauge the Passover experience and how well the meal was by how good the matzo balls actually come out. I try to do a traditional recipe. I've learned little tips along the way. And one is seltzer water. Use seltzer water to mix in with the matzo meal, as well as some melted chicken fat. And that literally gives it a very light light texture, so they tend to float instead of sinking to the bottom of the bowl.
Okay, so the soda water, the carbonation there helps you?
Yeah, just makes it right before you actually poach the matzo balls, and it really gives them a lighter texture.
Now, so can you make them in advance and still keep them light
sure.
and fluffy?
Yeah, because once you're poaching them, the seltzer water will lighten up as they cook, and they'll set. They'll set that way.
And then the big tip here is to then don't store them in your soup because it'll absorb all the water from the soup.
Absorb all the liquid from the soup, yeah.
All right, let's talk about that soup. How do you make chicken soup that actually has some flavor?
Well, you put a lot of love and care into it. A lot of, you know, the natural flavors of the chicken and vegetables will really permeate the flavor of that broth if you take time to make a well-made stock.
Lots of vegetables, lots of good chicken, mm-hmm. and to remember to make it in advance so that you can cool it down and get the fat off the top.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and I love to put a lot of dill into the soup.
Yeah, that I've heard of people putting dill into the matzo ball as well, or flavoring the matzo balls with some of the herbs.
Oh, and that reminds me of a Mexican friend of mine who puts hot peppers chili peppers.
That's an interesting take on matzo ball soup.
Yeah, or sometimes she even adds some spinach or chives chopped up into the matzo balls. Imagine spinach might make it a little watery, do you think?
Well, if you dried out the spinach before you added it in, it could work. It would be definitely a different flavor.
Well, let's talk about this brisket that we mentioned at the beginning. First of all, how do you make it so it's not just stringy meat?
Well, with brisket, it's a cut of meat that lends itself to very slow cooking, to braising. You don't want to just put it in a rapidly boiling broth or liquid. You want to very slowly cook it in a stock with vegetables, classic mix of vegetables like carrots, onions, celery, some herbs, some spices like bay leaf and so forth, and just very, very slowly cook it. That'll let the fat and any of the tougher tissues break down.
So when you say we put in some stock, beef stock?
You can use some beef stock. You can use even chicken stock. And in the absence of any of these, you can just go with water. You will be flavoring the water. You're going to end up with a flavorful product in the end.
And so, you know, I mean, some people I know will put various sauces or ketchup or something like that, or brown sugar or something like that with it.
That's all to the individual cook's preference. I like to go with a much more classic, much more simple flavor.
Okay, wonderful. Now, we talked about making it the Biltmore way, adding a little extra something to it. So tell us how we can do that.
That stock, that liquid that we've braised the meat in, once we've finished cooking, we can strain, and I like to thicken it. In this case, for Passover, we'd be thickening it with potato flour, and then adding a very simple herb like a parsley to it that'll just give that sort of herbal flavor to the sauce.
Even that would be a good way to use it for leftovers the next day. You just slice it and
it's a very simple sauce, very simple flavors to work with.
Now, sometimes when you slice brisket, it kind of falls apart. But there are any secrets here?
It lends itself to refrigerating it after it's done, making it ahead of time. Because then it won't shred as easily. So when you slice it, it'll sort of stay intact. So that would be my tip, would be, you know, cook it a day or two ahead, store it, and then slice it beforehand while it's still cold and reheat it.
That's great, because all of these things should be made ahead and can be made ahead. In fact, they're better sometimes when they're made ahead. Well, let's go now to the gefilte fish part of this meal. they were all smiling here with me. Any tips on how to serve it? I know Jose told me that. Give me your gefilte fish story.
Well, always growing up, we always felt, my brother and I always felt that because of the service, the Seder dinner with service, by the time you actually got to eat, you were very happy to eat the gefilte fish, even though it wasn't always the most flavorful thing. So it was always, for us, that's how you were so hungry that you were able to eat it before you could then go on to the rest of the dinner. But Chef Rolly has actually come up with a way to present it, which is going to be very unique and, I think, very interesting and easy to do at home also.
Great. So anyway, anything will taste good when you're really, really hungry.
Yes.
Chef, how can we present the gefilte fish?
Well, we're taking the traditional gefilte fish preparation, and we're layering it in between slices of tomato, using a ring mold to put slices of tomato and then spoonfuls of the gefilte fish, and sort of build this tower, which will go in the center of the plate. And then the traditional garnishes of horseradish and so forth will all be presented. But it really has a dramatic look to it, you know, really helping the gefilte fish,
entice people,
exactly.
entice the children for the fish. So that would be pretty, because it would be like a slice of the white gefilte fish and a slice of the tomatoes. And I wonder if you could even put some basil leaves in there. That would be interesting.
Take an Italian twist on gefilte fish.
Right, okay. Well, that sounds delicious. Now, it's time for dinner in minutes, and I promised you a real simple dinner in minutes. Passover is a spring holiday, and so salmon and asparagus are spring foods, so I added some roasted potatoes to complete this dinner. Very simple way to cook salmon. You can make it on the grill or under the broiler. And it's made with an olive tapenade topping. So olive tapenade is simply a paste that's made with olives, garlic, and olive oil, and maybe some herbs. You can either buy it, or you can just mix olives and the garlic and olive oil to a paste at home yourself. So if you're making it on a grill, you'd spoon the tapenade over the salmon, place it skin side down on the grill grates. You close the lid and cook it for about 5 minutes. Or if you want to make this under the broiler, then I don't put the tapenade on right away. What I do is I put some really good extra virgin olive oil over the salmon, a little salt and pepper, and I broil it for about the same amount of time. Remove it from the broiler. Remember, the salmon will continue to cook in its own heat when you take it off the broiler. So don't overcook. It'll get too dry. And then I put the tapenade on top. I also like to roast or broil my asparagus. So you cut the bottoms off, the rough parts of about an inch or 2 inches off the bottom of the asparagus, clean it properly, and then put some olive oil and roast it for maybe 10 minutes under the broiler or in the oven if you have the oven on. Or if you have your grill going, then put it on the grill. Also, the potatoes. You know, you might be able to find some new potatoes or creamers. Those are the potatoes that are only 3/4 of an inch in diameter. Olive oil, salt and pepper. Really simple meal, very colorful and very easy to make. And if you want, you can find this recipe on this website. Simple and easy. Jose, our chef, Rolly, let's talk for a minute about Passover wines. What do you suggest? I know that I recently interviewed Baroness Rothschild, and I know the Rothschild family started the Caramel wineries in Israel.
There is a whole different lines now of wines, of kosher wines available. It's no longer the period that we had to have wines that were not flavorful and that could be combined with your meals. There's a whole selection of wines from Israel. I believe there's also some California wines that are kosher that you can find. And just check your local distributor and ask, and you'll be surprised at the variety that's available now in the market.
Right. We don't have to have sickly sweet wines anymore. And I know that there are all levels of kosher wines available. They've got some wonderful processes to make them kosher for Passover without destroying the wine.
No, it's funny because in a cabinet right here in my office, I have 6 bottles of wine, of kosher wines that we're going to be tasting this week.
For Passover.
For Passover.
Right. Wonderful. That's terrific. Well, we can't leave without just a quick nod to desserts. And everybody here now in the room is smiling. I know that I like to make a particular dessert, which is a flourless chocolate cake, and I make it with a little bit of potato flour, and then the dense chocolate comes out. And again, this cake tastes even better if you make it a day ahead.
Sounds wonderful.
And Chef Rolly, you tell me here for this event that you're going to have at the Biltmore that they've requested an ice cream table.
It's a lot of ice cream displays that are being asked to be presented, and we're doing non-dairy ice creams for Passover. Macaroons, which are always a huge hit.
My favorite. I love
one night that we're calling Macaroon Madness, with lots of different flavors of macaroon, coconut ones, and ones dipped in chocolate, and different flavors and different presentations, which sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
Actually, that's a great idea if you're having a lot of people over at Passover, to have all different kinds of flavors out, different colors, so people can go through and taste them all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to thank both of you very much for this very interesting information. Jose Villarejo, who is the Assistant General Manager and Director of Catering here at the Biltmore Hotel in Coral Gables, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Linda.
And Chef Rolly, I know we dragged you out of the kitchen. You're so busy. But thank you for joining me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And it's been fun talking with all of you. You can see my full Dinner in Minutes recipe on this website. And I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me with your questions or your comments. You can reach me at dinnerinminutes@ou.org. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me next time for more Food Talk.